Kris Jenner is looking bomb with that blonde wig, and the family's impression of Miranda Priestley, spot on, right?
Really good.
Make sure you stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Let the buzz begin.
Here we are, you guys. I love their dancing over here. You guys, we're back for the Keeping Up with the Kardashians after show here on AfterBuzz TV.
We're back.
We're here. We're sipping back. The tea. There's a lot to talk about.
Sip it. Sip it real good.
This episode was amazing. Cheers to this recap. Before we start, though, I want to know where we can find you on
social media. Welcome back, y'all. I'm Rachel Robillard, and y'all can find me on Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
Yay! Another day, another Kardashian after show. My name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina.
Yay! Everybody, it's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard III. And of course, my website, howardthird.com.
That is right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
That's right.
Speaking of tea, let's sip the tea because it is tea time, you guys.
Yay.
Cheers. Guys.
Give me some tea.
Usually we have some topics that are like, what happened?
We're choosing everyone.
Okay, usually the tea time is great. There's a lot of tea to spill.
Yeah.
I don't know. We might be spilling some tea that's been spiked this time around.
Do tell.
So Blac Chyna. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Blac
Good
Chyna.
Lord.
Oh,
she...
Blac Chyna. Oh. All over the news this week.
She had an oral sex tape that just launched.
A sex video was leaked.
Michi is the guy on the right that apparently has claimed that it was him in the video. He was filming it on her phone, and somehow it was leaked.
Is he 18? He looks really young.
I still don't think it's him, though.
I think she said it was him, right?
He said it was him, but I personally don't think it's him.
No.
I think it's the one she was messing around with Rob with, like the other rapper.
Yeah.
The guy who was in her bed with like a robe on, yeah. Like a way back.
Yeah.
Oh. She messed around Rob with that guy, and I think it's that guy.
And then there was the oral thing, right? I hate saying it.
Yeah, you don't need to get into it.
Well, we do.
Oh, we do.
We do because
that's the controversy. Everyone is like not okay with her performance. Yeah.
Okay, that's true. But then there's also the whole thing where there was the oral video, and then all of a sudden, right after that, came out with the actual sex tape. But Chyna is saying that it is not actually her. It's not actually her in the sex tape. She said it's only her in the oral tape.
Okay, so did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
No. Me too. What did you think?
I watched it at work.
I gotta know the hot gossip. I do it for y'all, but for the show.
Yeah.
I'm doing it for the show to tell y'all what I thought.
It's all for work.
Tell us what you thought.
Right? Okay, so with the one, she's laying down, for those who haven't seen, she's laying down while the guy is on top of her. And the way it's happening, it's just, I don't know if she was just trying to be sexy, but everything on Twitter is everyone's like, no, that was not okay. Horrible job. And everyone's just not okay with it. That's what the verdict is to me. Yes. I mean,
that's like my worst nightmare.
Really? Like, do you think she did that on purpose?
You look like you suck at that.
Yeah.
You suck at that.
Yeah. Pun intended.
That's amazing.
Oh, yes. I didn't even know I did that.
Wait, this thing is...
Was just kind of crazy. I think that everyone, that was like an outroar. She's saying it wasn't her in the tape, but it was her in the other video. Do you think that it really is her?
I thought it was her. I mean, it was, y'all, her butt. Like, I just,
wait,
her
I didn't...
butt is exactly. just not, you know, it's just, it's big.
It's out of this world.
Mm-hmm. It's literally out
I
of this
didn't
world.
Hear anything. I feel stupid. I didn't hear anything about the sex video. The second one.
Yeah.
And I also didn't see it.
Oh, I saw it.
I saw it, too.
Do you think it was her?
Yeah! I saw her tattoo!
Why is she saying it's not her, then?
It's a huge tattoo. Because
damage control, maybe?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're gonna deny.
Or maybe it was...
Yeah.
Or maybe it was, like, a different guy, and she just doesn't want to admit to having multiple videos coming out at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She probably does. I know that other one, though, was the one with the... the oral one.
Spit it out.
Oh, the word.
But, no pun intended.
she, that video was horrible. I'm like, you're Black China. You know, you're supposed to be the one that everybody goes for. You know, you're supposed to be that girl. In this video, babe, you need a lesson or two. A three. It's just a horrible video. Okay. So I felt bad for her.
I see what you're saying because she comes off as like a sex symbol. Yeah.
Exactly.
She comes off as a sex symbol. She was a stripper and, you know, she loves to be sexy. And so.
Yeah.
It was.
You're Black China. Like,
then don't record the video.
Well, apparently he grabbed her phone, recorded it of her on her phone, gave the phone back to her, and then was like, okay. Like, he didn't ask for a copy, so it was only on her phone. So there was no tampering, apparently, of the phone. No signs of a break-in of the phone. So apparently Black China has filed a police report, and she is going to fully cooperate in finding out who it was. Personally, I think it was her. I think she just wasn't getting enough press. She wanted to drop
some
her
attention.
Own tape. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we think it's her that released it?
Yeah, I think so.
And if you release it, or I guess if you have someone in your party release it, and then you go to the cops, and then they figure out it was you. Like, is that possible?
I doubt that she actually went to the cops. I think she's just saying that.
Oh, yeah.
That, I know that. She got her lawyers involved. Lawyers.
Oh, I would be
her,
so
what
exhausted.
What does that lawyer ever do?
I guess she helps people.
They go on Good Morning America and talk about it for a section.
She helped her with the Rob thing. She's still doing that revenge porn type of thing. That's what she's doing now. For this case.
Do we think that, I wonder if it's going to actually go to court or if they're going to settle. Go to trial.
I don't know. It's exhausting. It's exhausting to talk about her though sometimes because she's just so thirsty for the attention.
She really is. And she's attached to the family for life.
I know.
Which is sad thing.
And the sad thing is here we are talking about her on the Kardashians recap and whatever just happened has nothing to do with them. But because she's attached to their name and has one of their babies, we talk about it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's like watching a train wreck. Like, you don't want to take your eyes away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's entertaining.
That's why I still follow her on Instagram. I feel like we talked about this last week. Yeah. None of y'all follow her, right?
I don't.
Yeah, I stay up.
You keep up.
I keep up.
We need you to, China. So you can tell us what's going on.
Well, exactly. You're the China panel specialist.
The China specialist.
The next thing I want to talk about is Kim Ye.
Yep.
And also, so the Kar Jenners and then Kim Ye, they were on separate teams on Family Feud yesterday. And so I cannot wait to see that episode. So basically it's Kanye and Kim versus Kanye, Kim, and then some of Kanye's cousins versus the Kar Jenners. So Kendall, Chris, Chloe, and then I think MJ was there, and then Cece.
Aww.
And so it looks like it's going to be an incredible thing. I'm so down to watch that.
Yeah.
I follow this Instagram account called Kanye Doing Things.
I follow
And they posted the Family Feud photo, and I was like, oh.
And then Kim was saying that Kanye said that that it was his, like, he'd been waiting his whole life for this because him and Kim always watch Family Feud. So that's super cute.
Steve Harvey.
I wonder if Kanye is going to be able to have some rapid fire answers, you know?
Yeah,
you don't know how smart these are. You know how smart these people are until they get on Family Feud, you know?
That's true.
Maybe they can make some music, but can they name whatever they need to name? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know if he's going to be, like, lively, or is he just going to be regular Kanye? Like, not really here for anything.
I know.
Like, leave him to the last person. Exactly.
I'm surprised he even agreed to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not a Kanye thing to do.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's not a very Kardashian thing to do. Which I love. Yeah. I think it's amazing.
I feel like they would be like
kind of is.
Yeah.
I think that they're kind of getting closer to Steve Harvey, so I can see. Does he still host the show? I believe he does. So that's going to be interesting to see because he will not play games. He's going to be hilarious to watch, kind of banter back and forth with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm so excited. The next thing is Kylie is responsible for a $1.3 billion drop in value of Snapchat by tweeting, "So does anyone else not open Snapchat anymore, or is it just me? Ugh, this is so sad."
I saw that.
Oh.
Man, one tweet and like that.
I mean, Kylie's Snapchat queen. Like, she's literally queen. So
now you can't totally put her responsible for that. She sent one tweet. However, with that said, the way that they redid Snapchat, I don't know how to use it.
It is bad.
It's confusing.
I already wasn't really using it anymore. I was only sticking to Instagram, but I feel like the younger generation constantly uses it.
Yeah. But she tried to like repair the damage though afterwards by saying, "I still love you, Snap, my first love, but the damage had been done."
Exactly.
The damage is done.
It's kind of crazy though. And then this is kind of something I just threw in there because it was interesting. The next photo is of Courtney walking into to lunch with Kylie, and basically her sweatshirt reads, "What would you do if I died before you?" A lot of people were thinking, is this directed towards Scott? What is the message behind the sweatshirt? And quite honestly, I don't really know. What's your guys' take on it?
She just liked it.
Yeah, people were way too much into this stuff.
But what do you think that means? Like, I don't get it.
I feel like it's a song lyric somewhere.
It's probably Kanye's song lyrics or something. Yeah.
Or maybe it's talking about, like, what would you do if I died before you? Like, what is your legacy? Are you spreading love into the world? Are you, you know what I'm saying? Or are you just kind of letting life run you by, you know?
Very deep.
That's what I'm thinking.
But speaking of Kanye lyrics, he mentioned Steve Harvey in one of his songs. So it's really interesting going back to Family Feud. That
what does he say? Do you remember?
I want to say it was Real Friends, that song. But yeah, he definitely made a reference to Steve Harvey.
Was it a pleasant reference or a...
It kind of just rhymed.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to look it up.
That's why Kanye West went on their show, is because he mentioned Steve Harvey in the song, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
Hmm. That's true.
You know.
So, in the next, like, while you're looking that up, I did want to talk about Chloe is having some major crazy pregnancy cravings right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that she loves, she was really craving spaghetti with a side of strawberries with whipped cream on top.
Mm. Ew.
That doesn't even sound tasteful at all.
Not together.
No.
Nope. But like a dessert. Why?
Oh, okay, okay. No, I thought you meant like I have all of this in front of me.
That's it.
Spaghetti, right? Strawberries.
That's what she said.
Oh, so.
Okay, but like it's not. She's not mixing it together.
She wants them at the same time.
So that's mixing.
Okay, whatever.
I don't want that situation in my belly.
If she's taking a bite of spaghetti and then washing it down with the strawberry, that's a little nasty.
But
that's a little nasty.
I like strawberries and I like spaghetti and I like whipped cream.
All together at once?
No, but on the same.
I can do strawberries after I finish my spaghetti. Okay. I have to eat that first, then the strawberries.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then pancakes and and then she wants pancakes and she wants ice cream sandwiches.
Hey, girl, do you?
Okay, now that sounds
do
good.
Do you?
That
pancakes
does sound really good.
And ice cream sandwiches.
I'm here for a cheat day, yeah.
All we do.
Okay, so I found the lyric.
Our cheat days are every day.
Okay, so this is facts. Kanye West's facts. And it goes, yeah, we made a million a minute, referring to the app. Do anybody feel bad for Bill Cosby? Did he forget the names just like Steve Harvey?
Oh, the names. Okay. Talking about the whole Miss America scandal where he said the wrong. That was embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Ooh. So. I don't know how you could do that. I don't know.
But that wasn't Steve Harvey's fault, though. He was given the wrong card, right?
No, that's the Oscars. you're thinking but.
Okay, what happened with Steve Harvey again? He said the wrong name, but
he
why?
He said the runner-up's name instead of the actual name of who won Miss America.
But I thought that he was given wrong information.
Mm-hmm. That was just his own doing.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Because I think he said like he didn't see it because the name was further down on the card or something like that. I can't remember his excuse, but... It was
embarrassing. Yeah. I would have just been like, can we just let it slide and just pretend like she's the one that won? I wouldn't want to own up to that.
That was crazy. A horrendous. That was so bad.
That would suck.
I'm just still surprised that he made a comeback after that.
Yeah.
Because that was so... that was... Mm-mm.
I like him, though. I think he's an awesome guy.
Like Steve.
Yeah. And he also married our...
Do you know him?
No.
Okay.
Stevie.
I like Steve.
Steve.
But he also married our... founders of AfterBuzz, Maria and Kevin. He's the one that wedded them.
Downtown
Steve Harvey?
In New York?
In Times Square.
That's right. I didn't realize they were the one. The one?
And he was in a bundled up white coat the white hat.
Oh my God.
And everyone was saying he looks like somebody's auntie. But I love him. I think he's just like one of the best comedians and is just so funny and has such a big heart. And I cannot wait to see the Family Feud episode with all of them. It's going to be amazing.
Do we know when it airs?
I do not. I know that they just filmed it. Usually it takes them like... anywhere a couple weeks to a month or so. But we are going to be here to cover that.
That's
going to be fun.
Oh, we will.
Keeping up with the Kardashians Family Feud recap here.
Ooh. Ooh.
We're going to be here. Shanti's like, okay, we're making a whole special out of it. And then lastly, Kim was saying how much her new daughter, Chicago, looks like Saint and North. And when you look at this, it looks like it could be the same baby just in different stages of their life.
I can see it.
Wait, it's the bottom right.
Chicago. Which is, obviously, everyone talks about how her nickname is Shy, C-H-I, for Chicago. Mm-hmm. And everyone was saying it was too close to Chai.
That sounds just like, I was about to say, that's Chai.
So that's
China.
Interesting.
Yeah. Like China? Chai. Oh. Chicago?
Yeah. China. Shy. Nope.
And it's a girl. Me and Rachel learned that it was a girl today.
I'm so surprised.
I didn't realize. I didn't think about it. Yeah, I was like, oh,
it.
Chicago. And then today in the show, it's like, oh, it's a girl. I'm like, wait.
It was a gender neutral name.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then.
Or just name of a place.
Yeah. True. Also, did you know that Kylie named her newest collection of makeup
after
for Stormy? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Storm collection or something.
Yeah. Stormy inspired.
Yeah.
I can't jump onto that name. I don't like it.
Stormy?
No.
Do you guys like
I'm
it?
I'm all about the
I
name.
I think it's kind of cute, actually.
I love it. I just am not a big fan of the last name Webster.
Okay.
Stormy Webster.
Rachel, help me out here. You like Stormy?
I'm okay with Stormy. I'm okay.
The Webster.
Webster. I mean, Chicago.
At least Webster's a real name.
Yeah, Chicago's won't take me a minute.
Webster is not a name.
It's his actual last name.
Okay, well, just like Stormy is her actual first name.
You can't really help the last name, but you can help the first name.
That's true. I guess.
Yeah.
But let's get into this recap. Tonight's episode was hilarious.
Yeah. It was good.
I was all about it, to be honest. It was called Trimester Trouble. And Chloe, she was talking to Kim in the beginning how she wants to get her placenta made into pills.
Yes.
Which is super weird. What does that do for you?
That is such a thing. It brings back the nutrients back into your... If you put them into capsules, it's supposed to, like, help, like, nutrient... Like, better... I don't even know how to explain it. But it's nutrients going back into your body. And also, like, helps with breastfeeding and just... All that good stuff. I personally want to do that. That's what I want to do. I'm not going to eat my placenta like a steak. But, you know.
I'm like the capsules on there.
Yeah. The capsules. And they did that a couple seasons back.
Oh, yeah.
Courtney ate her placenta. Remember they like made the placenta and
served it to the
they
family.
Served it to the family, but it wasn't real placenta.
Can we just take a vitamin and have the vitamins come back in is that way? Or do we have to eat the placenta?
Well, I guess there's different types of vitamins you could take, but it's just a very natural way for...
And you want to do it, huh?
Yes.
I mean, I can tell.
I really could see,
as a woman, like, I could see it'd be a lot easier to take a pill rather than, like, you know?
Yeah, put into capsules. But yeah. Chloe made a great point, because to do that, you have to be ready to do that. You need to, you know, ship off the placenta and get it all mixed and whatnot. Made and Chloe made a great point
in the placenta
factory. She's like, what if, how do you know you're getting your placenta back?
And you don't.
And you're like, you just gotta trust the process. Hopefully you're getting your own placenta back.
Which is crazy.
You know, they have it together. It's like a thing.
Yeah. So is it common these days? Like,
I feel like it
is. I wonder how, what percentage of women actually do that.
That's a great question. I don't think it's common. I think it's very well known.
Like,
people know about it, but I don't think people act on it because it's also a little more expensive, too. It's not like.
I wonder how much it is.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I love how Kim was saying how Saint's placenta was so much larger that they ended up giving her two bottles of pills rather than just one. Which is. Howard's over here repulsed.
I know, I cannot.
You want a steak placenta? Medium rare.
Oh, no.
I just think the human body is beautiful and the fact that, like, women can reproduce. And I love the whole process.
I think that's cool, too.
You know,
but eating the placenta is like,
I don't know.
Yum.
But it's interesting because you were saying that Chloe was like, well, how do you know if you're getting yours back or
right?
not? Same thing goes for me when I'm thinking about Courtney wanting to freeze her eggs.
Right.
How do you know you're getting your eggs back? I mean.
I think they know.
Yeah, that's what I think.
All it takes is one rogue doctor who goes crazy and just steals her eggs.
Yeah,
and runs away
like
with
Jane
them.
The Virgin. Like Jane the Virgin, that show where she like got artificially inseminated.
Oh, does she?
With the wrong, yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, we don't watch it.
That's another
it's
after
a scripted show. We're all about reality
yourself,
here.
That's a whole other after show. I don't know about that one.
You buy yourself on that one.
But yeah, no, I feel like they have that to a T.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yeah.
They probably know not to mix up the eggs.
Yeah. Have you considered freezing your eggs?
That's a great question. I actually thought about it today as we were watching the show. I don't know. Maybe not now, but maybe if I'm like mid-30s and I still haven't met somebody, I would do it. Mm-hmm. But I think I'm one of those people that I like to wait. I'm single right now and I'm almost 29. And I'm not ready to have kids right now, and it's not even on my radar. And I'm not that person that wants to have kids at 30. I don't mm-hmm. mind getting married and having kids later in life. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that I want to have kids when I'm 50? No, but late 30s, even 40, if you can get pregnant, mm-hmm. I don't mind being the older mom.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to enjoy my life.
I'm on the same boat as you.
Are you?
Exactly, yeah. My parents met later in life, had us, my sister and I a little later. Me at 38, my sister at 40.
Wow.
So I've kind of had this mindset of, you know, there is no rush. Yeah. It's okay being single.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
you know, people, I'm just in no rush.
Especially women, we freak out about it because we have this biological timeline that society teaches us right. that we mm-hmm. need to be married and have kids by 30 years old. And then, like, for me, I'm almost 29. I'm like, well, that's not going to happen next year, okay? So I don't mind waiting, and I think that you're more self-aware and responsible and all of that stuff when you're older instead of rushing it.
Definitely. I wanted to ask you both, though, would you, if you did freeze your eggs, would you do it the way where you get them all at once, or would you do it the natural way where they have to put you under and get one per month, which sounds like an awful process?
So Courtney doesn't like putting crazy things into her body.
Hormones.
You know, we all know mm-hmm. that she, you know, is very strict on her diet, what mm-hmm. she eats, and all that jazz. For me, I feel like just the fastest way. I don't want to be going in there once a month. And
it's a lot.
And they also
it's
said
invasive, that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't totally know the process, to be honest, but it sounds invasive.
It does.
And I think it is.
Sounds more invasive than that black China tape. Anyway, so Chloe's progesterone, right?
Yeah. That word.
They're low. It's low.
It was low.
it's low.
Progesterone.
It's low.
So it's
levels
low.
Are low. And she is having these pills or suppositories that she'll put up inside of her. And
TMI.
Yeah, this
TMI.
Episode was very visually disturbing at
there
times.
There was a lot
of things I was like, I wrote my notes and it's literally like, it's what we were talking about, the eggs, mm-hmm. freezing mm-hmm. eggs, mm-hmm. placenta, and then popping pimples. That also topic of conversation that was brought up.
They did not hold back.
No.
Yeah, it was
the descriptive
really
words.
We
learned.
Descriptive words, and also in the gynecologist's office, you know,
legs
Chloe's,
open.
Yeah, it's just like, wow, this episode was
that I understand. I didn't mind her, you know, seeing her doctor with her legs open, but I was like... Girl, some of the other things.
Okay, Howard.
I didn't mind seeing over the
way. I didn't mind that.
Do we need to know what this pill does to you and what comes out of your...
Exactly.
Yeah, the reference to cottage cheese. Oh my gosh, like the visuals I've just been having. It's like,
she was a bit much. I was like, Chloe.
I know, but Chloe says
hold
how it
back.
Is. Yeah. Luckily, even though this has been an awful process of her having to do all these these pills or these suppositories or whatever you call them, it helped save the baby because, in a sense, her body was not producing what it needed to, and that's what results sometimes in miscarriages.
Exactly.
So the fact that the technology we have and like the resources and the doctors that we have now who are able to come up with this and make it to where that is pretty much what saved the baby is incredible. And I'm so happy because can you imagine Chloe, you know, struggling with infertility all her life and all of a sudden getting ready to have a baby and then not being able to because of that issue?
Okay, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Did she really struggle with infertility?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With Lamar.
Because remember how she kind of said she was like fake trying to get pregnant at a certain point because she knew that he was doing drugs and she kind of admitted that she like wasn't really trying her hardest. I don't know exactly what that
really?
Means. Yeah, she said that in one of the episodes.
I do remember that too.
But, you know, now I think that she just got pregnant. I don't think that she was at least they haven't told us of any issues that her and Tristan have had.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard anything? Or it's happened to be pretty seamless.
In the past is what I heard about. Because remember she had that miscarriage when she actually did get pregnant by Lamar. Way back when it was like Chloe and Lamar's show. And
when?
Way back in the
day. Way back.
So it was that episode where Kylie called and she was like, am I going to be a new auntie? Because Courtney just had her baby. Mm. And Chloe was like, oh no, don't release anything. And then later on that night, when she went to dinner with her mom, is where she miscarried in the bathroom.
Oh.
And she was like, I just got my batch.
Yeah.
I just got my period.
Yeah.
And she's like,
that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Way back.
Okay. I have to rewatch that because that's heartbreaking. That's so
you know
sad.
What? It just shows it's fate. It wasn't meant to be with Lamar.
Nope.
It was all signs. Mm-hmm. I totally believe in that. And now she's not with Lamar anymore, and now she's with Tristan, and now she's having a baby.
That's why it's beautiful. Yeah. That's why we're so happy for her.
I know. We are very, very happy. Mm-hmm. Now,
Mama Chloe.
Yeah, and it's really sad, though, because TMZ will not give them a break. She wanted to tell everyone on her own time. Yeah. It's kind of weird, the relationship that they have with TMZ, because they're like, hey, if you don't call us and talk to us within the next 5 minutes, we're releasing the story if you don't deny it. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
Well, I thought it was nice that they actually texted her ahead of time, and they were like, just so you know, we're getting, like, stories or... what's the word? We're getting
like a heads up.
We're getting tips. We're getting tips about this. You know, I'm sure that not every celebrity gets the luxury of that text.
No.
And
who's the tip, though? I mean, like, there's some rotten snake that they keep telling people these things, and it keeps getting leaked. And I want to know who the snake is.
Yeah. I wonder if it was somebody who was at the barbecue, the whole little get-together. It was Tristan's family and Chloe's people.
One of Tristan's extended family.
Exactly. Or one of his friends. I don't think one of his boys would do it. But, you know, you can't put nothing past nobody. Because if TMZ were to slap me a little few bucks... Listen, Chloe, I love you, girl.
Well, there's just
but
so many
it's
people.
It's 10,000.
Don't take away the people that are his family or her family. Think about just her going to a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
people speculate.
Exactly. There's so many possibilities of somebody finding out.
Or do you know how big their production team is?
Yeah,
that's true too.
They sign NDAs, but I mean, it could happen.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the people that work. On production are really close to them.
Yeah.
And they're like family because they've been working there for so long. So.
But then I'm saying a few dollars would really change somebody's mind.
Well, we know Howard would. Definitely.
Well, if you slide me $1 million, I'm sorry. I'm sorry it was $1 million. I'll give you a quarter of it or
Man,
something.
Man, I can't tell Howard anymore my secret.
If it's $1 million, Dakota. Shoot, student loans.
Oh, I would do
the same
thing.
I mean, going back to the whole family, if you think it was a family member that had leaked it, Kim gave pictures of, I believe it was Saint, to some of her friends, and she sent different pictures to everyone, and whoever... got that photo an article, she knew that was the snake because she sent different pictures of Saint to see who would.
I remember that.
Yeah, this was like when Saint was first born.
So did she find out who it was?
Yeah, some pictures leaked of Saint, and she goes, well, I know it had to have been this friend because I sent, you know, she knew, she took tabs on which picture
That's
she was
sending. That's so cool. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing that with my baby. I've never heard that.
I remember that.
So can we figure out who it was?
I don't think she came out with who it was, but
you think that someone would have been able to trace
it? All these years, I've always thought that Jonathan Chabon or whatever was the snake. The
food god.
I used to think that too.
Because even Courtney one time took a photo with Jonathan and said something like the snake or something like that. And, like, I really do think, because he's the one that's always so close to them, I bet the family says, hey, go ahead and tip off TMZ. I think the family works with him. I don't think he does it, you know, maliciously. I think that the family says, hey, go ahead and tell TMZ this. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do this and this. And he's the insider. I really do think he is.
I think the family works with TMZ in general, because when Kim was starting out, she had everybody's contact, allegedly. She had everybody's contact number, as in the paparazzi. And she used to do what Paris used to do, which was call them.
Right.
I'm going to be here. I'm going to be there. So that's why they have such a close relationship, because Kim created her own monster.
Yeah. No, I met like a pap one time, and this was a long time ago, and he was like, oh yeah, Chris Jenner calls us every day to tell us like where to be, where to go. But a lot of celebrities do that.
Exactly.
It's something that a lot of people don't know. When they're like, oh, don't look at me.
I would do it too.
They do like the whole like, don't look, and they
don't look when I called you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I think that's why she was, you know, got that text like, hey, tell me what's going on, or else I'm releasing the story.
Yeah.
I just messed up. Though,
maybe that's, you know, it's
funny.
They're
all the same team.
And everyone helps everyone make the money because it keeps them relevant and it helps the paps. But I do, maybe that's why Kylie was able to hide so well. It's because Chris is always calling and we're thinking, wow, like they can never go anywhere without the paparazzi. But if Chris is calling each time, so maybe for Kylie to fall off the radar and no one really knew where she was, that kind of makes a little bit more sense why there wasn't as many paparazzi
shots. She just
stopped
answering the call.
That's insane.
Disconnected her number.
Speaking of Kris Jenner, gotta love her. She was rocking that blonde wig.
She was good.
She's
Chris
always wanted
great.
To copy Kim, though. What do you think of that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Kim's her favorite. It's so obvious.
I know.
It's still, you know, that whole topic of conversation was like, oh, who's the favorites? It's still Kim.
What did you
it's
think of Kim saying that her hair was like gummy and like elastic? That seems weird. That doesn't seem normal.
Yeah.
Too much product in there.
It seems like she does dye her hair a lot.
What happens if all that falls out?
But on another way.
Extensions, I know.
Because, like, your hair's not supposed to be gummy and elastic-y. No.
And she went pink today, didn't she?
She did.
She got pink hair, we saw in a picture.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm excited to see more of that. I think we've never really seen pink from her.
Why do people do pink hair? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't want my hair the color of a rainbow. I just want it normal, you know?
Yeah. The last time that we saw, like, colorful hair on Kim was whenever she was doing that undercover spy thing episode where she was trying on different wigs and she was like, do you guys remember that?
Undercover? Yes. Where was she?
It had was like so many seasons ago. It was like when Rob was skinny.
Yeah.
that was how long ago it was.
And then she was like, she even like went to lunch with Chris or with Kendall and Kylie and like had on like a Chris wig and was like, I'm not so-and-so, I'm Chris. Or I don't know, it was weird.
Yeah, like, she had like a southern accent and she's like, what?
Yes.
And she had the red wig.
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, wait, I think I remember.
Yep.
Oh, she was like the agent. She was like pretending to be an agent.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah.
See, that was a good episode.
And Rob was like, every episode. I wish we could see Rob. Like, what is he up to?
Well, Rob was at the Valentine's Day dinner.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Recently.
That's the same. One little picture.
I know. I'm ready. And we had to zoom in real
quick. Yeah, we're like, that's
Rob with the Dodgers hat.
That's right. There it is.
Same hat every day.
But Chris was trying to perfect her Miranda
black
Priestley.
Shirt?
Yeah, black shirt, sweatpants, blue hat. But classic. What did you think when all the daughters decided they were going to try to emulate Miranda?
Oh, that was so funny. I thought that was so cute.
Oh, my gosh.
That was really funny. I love when Chloe walked in and just threw her stuff. That had me rolling for some reason. I don't know. I was cracking up. Just threw it and kept going. Oh, that was
so when Scott walked in on that whole mess, he was like, what did I just walk into?
We need more Scott. I love watching Scott. He's funny. You hate him.
I don't. I like him. I think he's great. But like, I'm just tired of the same storyline that they have with him. Like, let's spice it up. Let's have a different storyline.
Yeah, bring Sophia in.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Scott and Sophia, the spinoff.
Okay, here's the thing. Chris and company would never let that happen, but I want it to happen so bad.
Yeah, there's exactly. No.
They would never let her be on the show.
No. Let me just get one episode, Chris. Just one. That's it.
It was like when Black China and Rob started dating. We're like, we gotta see this, you know. Yeah. Just
and Chris fought it for a while.
She sure did. I need one with Sophia on there, just like, hey guys, or even in passing, like, okay, Scott, I'll get your keys. Like, just let me know she's there.
Or I'd like to see like an interview, sit down type of thing where Chris like talks to Sophia or something. That would be interesting. Or Courtney talks. No, that's too much.
No,
that's too
much. Courtney's not gonna do that.
I'd like to see Chris sit
Courtney
down with Sophia.
Courtney doesn't even like to be filmed with Scott.
Let alone.
Yeah. True. Hell to the no. She's not gonna be around Sophia.
A double date with Scott and Sophia and Eunice and Courtney.
Could you imagine that?
Eunice I cannot believe Eunice and Courtney are still going strong.
I know.
Like right? I was the biggest person saying, this is not going to last.
You sure
this is
were.
A rebound. This is a phase. I was on Life of Kylie so many months ago being like, this is going to be over soon. But
and now look, she holding out her baby's wool. She getting her eggs frozen.
Yeah, she wants the egg frozen for him.
She's getting her eggs together.
I just don't know what you talk to an 18-year-old about or 21-year-old when you're 36.
He's 24.
Whatever.
It's just, it is crazy, but that's just the world that they live in. So
he's still a cutie.
Don't get it twisted.
We know you like him.
Yeah, he can call me.
He can call me.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps it up, don't you think?
Well, I want to talk about, this was the first episode that I know that they referred to the TV show as a TV show.
Oh, yeah.
This is when Kim was in the closet, no, not closet, the bathroom. And then Kim came out of the closet. No, she was in the bathroom with Chris, and they were talking about pimples, and Chris wanted her to pop one of her back pimples, and that's when Kim said politely, I'm not going to do that on TV. And I was like, whoa, talking like in third person. Like, do they know we're watching?
They know we're watching.
I thought that was weird because Kim is so open and does that stuff, and she'd be the person that would be like, I like it. So,
right?
I don't know. That was kind of, I didn't expect Kim to say that.
And she was the one who was all like, you know, trying to wax Kendall's like waxing Steph's upper lip. They did mention the whole Steph show thing.
Oh, yes. Steph. Oh, Steph.
R.I.P.
If you're listening or watching, come on in and talk about it.
Let's talk about your story.
What is she doing now? Do we know?
That's a great question. I really don't know.
And who is Kim's new assistant? Do we know
I
that?
I don't know. We don't.
We don't know.
I just want to know, when she's saying she outgrew it, I wonder what she's moving on to.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why, Steph, you need to come on in and just, come on, talk to us about it, girl.
Oh, we should get her.
That would be cool.
She wouldn't be able, she wouldn't.
She wouldn't, I know.
No.
Well, maybe she would, just in case.
I think China might be thirsty enough to come on our show. Come on, China.
Oh, I still love China. God. China, come on in. I like China.
You know, China, make me not be a hater. Sit down and make me not be a hater.
Can we get her?
I'd love to. Right. Part of me does like her in a sense, just because she's so like...
Well, like China as an individual. Yeah.
It'd be great.
It would be amazing.
It's tough love with China.
I love China as an individual, but I do not like her with affiliated with Rob, I feel.
Yeah.
No.
Can we low-key touch on Khloé having her baby in Cleveland? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She's going to have the baby in Cleveland.
I thought she was going to do it in L.A. because she wanted, like, all the kids were born in L.A. She's an L.A. baby.
So is she going to have, like, her family fly out? Or, like, is she going to fly out?
Exactly. She's flying out the doctor.
She's going to fly out the doctor.
And that's when Kim was like, what if the baby comes early? What if? And she's like, I don't want to talk like that. Like, that's my only option. It's like...
I feel like there's more of an option of her having the baby without that doctor. Because you can't just be like, hey, come in... this week. Like, no. Yeah. A lot of times babies are born weeks in advance sometimes they're born
later, you know.
But like, she probably has the money to be like, listen, I'm going to pay you enough for like a month or 3 weeks. Stay out here. Block this time. Stay out here.
She probably would do something like that.
I think so.
Wait, when is her baby due? Do we know?
We don't know.
Well, she's 6 months right now.
Is she?
Yes.
We all originally thought that her baby was due pretty soon, but...
Yeah, but I think that it's farther than we thought before.
Yeah.
I think we're thinking like February, March, April, maybe in April, May. Because at this current moment, she's 6 months.
Coachella baby. Mm. Did you guys see that? I'm sorry, we're bouncing all over the place here. Kylie today Snapchatted a video of this like black car with like the doors that go up.
The butterfly.
And she filmed it saying,
I have that car.
It was from Travis. You have that one?
Yeah, it is.
But the car was from Travis, and she filmed it. She said, push present, and it was like her push present.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, this was
on Snapchat? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, look at that.
She's got so many cars.
She just has a garage full of them.
Exactly. Well, I mean, she's got four houses, so... It's like, each house needs a car.
It's like that song from Post Malone, why you got a 12-car garage when you only got six cars?
Yeah.
She doesn't... The four houses, they all need a car there. She's like, every house needs a car.
Okay, but realistically, if you're so rich, do you really... I don't know. It just seems like such a waste of money.
I mean, if they've got so much money to play with, they can just do what they will. And they can sell the car later and make more money off of it because they owned it.
And a little shade, the car is a lease.
How much are they worth?
The car is a what?
A lease.
What does that even mean?
You know, we can lease a car.
Anyone can lease a car.
You lease it for a few months?
Yes.
Send it back.
Send it back.
So you think that they think, oh, look what I just bought. But in reality, they're just leasing it and then they get rid of it.
Yeah.
Little
shade. What all those cars are.
Mm.
Shanti, this tea is so good.
It is.
Yeah, we're drinking.
She made my tea. I just finished it all. I've never finished the whole thing in a show before.
Vanilla and you know what? Spice like, chai.
You know, when the tea's empty, we've run out of things to talk about, you guys. But you know what? Thank you guys so much for watching. We will make sure our tea glasses are filled up to the brim next week so we have it all ready for you right here on the Keeping Up with Kardashians After Show. In the meantime, where can we find you on social media?
Yes, y'all, I'm Rachel Robillard, and we will see you guys next week. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @Rach_Robillard.
You guys, thank you so much for watching. Please come say hi to me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina.
Alrighty, guys. You guys can find me on YouTube and Twitter at Howard the Third, and of course my website howardthethird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Also, make sure to check out our Revenge Body Recap with Khloé Kardashian.
Yes.
We just interviewed Latrielle Mitchell, who's one of the trainers for this week's episode and next week's finale episode of Revenge Body.
Gosh!
So make sure to check that out.
And it's a finale for Keeping Up as well.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And just so everyone knows, after those two shows are done, do not worry. We will still be here because we have our show Kardashians Weekly, which is a weekly news recap. So we will be here every week. You will not have to miss us. We love you guys so much. Thank you for watching. And in the meantime, we will keep up with you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.